Okay, we start Simon Reish Samachay, which is entitled Din Kelim Hanitonim Tachasaner, the law of utensils that are found underneath the Shabbos lamp, and these will probably be ideas of muksa and other ideas, which you can't do while it's lit. Aleph, Ein Noisnim Kli Menukov Mole Shemen Alpi Haner Kideshi He Notev Pesocho. You cannot place before Shabbos a utensil that has a hole in it, filled with oil, by the lamp of the Shabbos candle, so that the oil will drip into the Shabbos candle, and that puts more oil to continuously flow into the lamp over there. Okay, a little bit slowly. Why? Perhaps you're going to use some of the oil from the adjacent utensil and take some for your own personal use, and then you'll be guilty before extinguishing, because by you removing, in other words, you got like this, you got the Shabbos candle here, you got another utensil here that's dripping a constant flow of oil into here. So if that's happening, you may take some from here, which will cause less to go into here, and then that's like extinguishing it. Since it's not, you obviously can't take from the one where the candle's lit, because that affects the fire itself directly. But here, even though it's one step away, it's still not allowed. But, so that's when you're putting it nearby. V'im chibrlo, what if you attach it? The one with the hole to the lamp, besied with lime or becharsis or different type of material. Mutter, it's allowed. Why? The kemishu kli achod, since it's one utensil, bedilmane, he'll stay away from it and he won't come to use it. Mishum eshal because of the Isser Shabbos. Okay, in other words, you know not to tamper with the flame. So if the, you wouldn't go to a, you light an oil menorah, here's the cup of the oil. Well, you know the fire's right there. You're not going to take any oil from there. That's so too obvious. But if this is here and this is there, you might take from there. That would still be considered extinguishing. And since it's a bit removed from the lamp, therefore we're concerned you may feel you could just take it because you don't think you're doing anything. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nalef Mimenu. The cave in Shubha Kliacher, since it's in a different utensil, Sheinan Ner Besocha, where the wick, the fire, is not in there, he won't separate himself. He won't stay away from that, from using it. Kaven shehuktsu, since it's been designated before Shabbos for the oil, liner hamistapik, one who uses of chai mishumachabe, you're obliged because of extinguishing. Now, the only, so the difference being, what if it directly went where the fire was and taking oil from the fire? That wouldn't be extinguishing. That would be making a fire. If you put oil to fire, one second, it also would be extinguishing. Okay. All right, so it'll be, okay, but here it's more likely for you to make a mistake since it's not connected to it. Sifkat and Beis, v'yischayiv v'bichayiv, v'afil l'poskim shesovrim da'al stam kibui, ein bo chiyuv chatas, even though many poskim say that for general extinguishing, you wouldn't have to bring a chayev chatas because it's malach hashem shechel guf. You really don't need it. Raki surbalm, it's only a rabbinic prohibition. All right? So even according to them, milvad kishu mechaba kishet shechel b'cham, except if you would extinguish when you need the coals. This we'll see later on. Filoch is still in all, since it's only an Isser Drabbanan the most. The rabbis made this decree, even though it's you would not be chayev a korban chatas for that.
Okay, there you go. Wait, priest can chew it. We'll do the next one.
Beis. Lo yamale ka'ora shemen. Don't fill a plate, bowl, whatever, full of oil. V'itnena b'tzad haner, and put it next to the flame, v'itin rosh ha'psila b'socha, and put the head of the wick in there, b'shvil sh'tei sho'ava, so that it will draw from there. K'zer Hashem, you might do the same thing, and you might want to take some of it. Again, you've got a This is the lamp. This is the reservoir. Don't fill the reservoir with oil, and you now you have the wick going from the reservoir into the next, into the lamp. Same idea. You may take from this one. Same idea. Sivkat and Gimel, Rosh HaPsila, the head of the end of the wick, which Solari means to say, V'katz HaSheni, the other end of the wick, Me'apsila, She'ein a dog doesn't burn, Yitein Ba'akar, you put it into the bowl, Lishov HaShem, to draw forth the oil. Okay. Sol Kadai Techamina, I might have thought, so in other words, how is this different than the halacha before? What are we having this halacha again?
This one, the wick is
directly. So I might think, Kaven Da'apsila, Munachas Gam Bekara, since the wick is sitting in the plate. Yeah, but he'd stay away from it. Kamash when the chiddush says no, the halacha gets him to still make the decree. Sivka and Dal Mimenu, Vagam Bazet, Im Chibru Besid Obacharis. Same thing here, if you would connect the two things together with limestone or charsis, mutar will be allowed because like one utensil, a person would stay away from it. Now you got the piece kitchu over here. Not a lot. So he just says, nowadays you don't find this issue by lighting candles, because in general, everyone does everything in one utensil. But you might find this in ovens that heat up homes, or a gas stove, the flame of a gas stove. One second. All right, interesting. Let's say you have a pilot light. So when the pilot light is lit, it creates the fire to the burner. Right. So it's like two separate fires. So even though you say, well, I might use one against the other, whatever, when, you know, he doesn't concern himself for it. He says, since... because you usually don't use that, so it wouldn't be a concern. Okay, that's all he has, nothing more. All right, Gimel. Ein nosnim kli b'shabas tachas aner. You don't put a utensil, a plate, let's say, under the lamp that is lit. B'shabas, on Shabbos, l'kabel shemot, to take the oil that will drip off instead of it going on your nice table, like we have a silver plate for our, now you could before Shabbos you could do all that, but on Shabbos can't do that. You are nullifying the utensil from its initial use, because once the wax goes on that plate, it becomes muktzeh and you can't use it. We have a prohibition: a utensil that's usable, you can't make it unusable on Shabbos. But you could put this plate on before Shabbos, Hashemen Anotef, and the oil that spills on that Osterly stopping men of Shabbos. You can't use that oil that fell on the plate. Okay. Says the Rabbo, V'isser Ligab Ner Dolek, you may not touch a candle while it's lit, Kishu Tolui, when it's suspended in the air and it's not on the table. Even though you're not moving it, if you just touch it, that's not a muktzah issue. Become still also not allowed. Pen yisnad neikzas b'ni giyoso. It may move a little by you touching it. V'yaten you'll incline it. So he's just saying, basically, you just want to touch the candle. Can't do that either. All right. Mishnah Berurah, Siv, Cotton, Hay. Whoa, baby. Okay, hey, lekabel shemen, to put the utensil only to receive the oil that will fall in. Avamuter lo sais tachas ner shel shava o shel chelev. But under, so we're talking about an oil lamp. But he's saying, it's allowed to put a plate under a wax candle or fat. Shechosh shemayitol, because we're afraid it'll fall. V'yadlik mashal, and will kindle what's below and make a fire. So therefore, maniach sham kli, and you put a utensil over there. Shipal kli, that falls onto the kli. In other words, oil isn't. If oil drips down, it's not going to make a fire. But there, now, if you have a candle, maybe a little bit of the wick or something will come down, and that could create a fire. So we're allowed to do that even on Shabbos. Why? For the reason that came into Efsher, le na'ar miyad ha'isr mitoch ha'kli, since you can, le na'ar miyad ha'isr mitoch ha'kli.
Shake it off.
Shake what off?
The junk that's falling on the plate.
As we said in Siman Reish Ayin Zayin, since it's very, so it's like nothing. It's not substantive. So you're allowed to shake it off. It's not considered you're nullifying the utensil from its use, as opposed to oil dripping on. It's not like oil. You don't want to lose it. Also, you're catching the oil because you don't want to waste. So you're going to keep the oil on that plate, and now the plate can't be used for anything else. Okay, but those little sparks that come down, that you could shake them off anyway. They're nothing of value. Ulahamid kli tachas hapecham shibarosh hapsilo shipol of tocho, and to put a utensil underneath the what's the pecham, the coal that's on the top of the wick, that it should fall inside of that. I guess that black part. Also, that's not allowed, im lo b'mokom have said, unless it's a place of potential loss. V'afagav de'la'acher shekavu yochlon arbo'ekli, even though once that little black thing extinguishes, you could shake it off the utensil. V'komokom chashiv b'dum l'yachano, it's considered nullifying the utensil from its use, l'fisho temporarily, al kaponim kevin she'ev shalon armiyed, you can't shake it off right away. So if you can't do that either. Okay, vav me'hechano, you're nullifying it from its use. What do we mean by that? If it was initially allowed to move that plate for anything you wanted when Shabbos was there. But now, you're not allowed to carry it. Because the oil that has now dripped into it. So now, because why? Because who muksa machmas iser. It's muksa. This plate is muksa because of the iser. Because you're not allowed to make use of it because... Well, it doesn't really say what the Isser is. Kamosha Kasavsin Reshayin Tess. Vechamim Asu Levatla Kli Mechana. The rabbis say you can't nullify utensil from its use that it was normally intended for. Mipnei Shedoma Keilu Soser HaKli Mishabbat. It's like you're breaking utensil. You're not allowed to break utensil on Shabbos. If you put it in a situation where you can no longer use it, it's like you're breaking the utensil on Shabbos. Since by having the oil go on to that, you're not going to plan on using it. I guess the oil that's there, you're not going to use the oil on Shabbos. Since you're not going to use it, you can't use the plate. And that's like breaking the plate. But here's a way out. V'imyesh b'kli davar mutter. What if you put something on the plate before you put it underneath the oil that's dripping? Something that's a permitted thing to go on the plate. A bagel. I don't know. Then mutla nicho tachas, and there you could put it under the flame, l'kal b'Hashem, to take the oil. The yochel utali can still move it. Why agav aheter? Because of the permissible item that's on top of that. Imu be'inyan shemutla utali b'shul. If it's allowed to be carried because of the thing on top of it, k'mon shekasuv so simen shin yud ayin shem, as we learned over there. Now we have something permitted over there that offsets the problem. Odei tzacher. So you have another solution as well to save the oil. Put the utensil before Shabbos. Well, how's that going to help? How can I use that plate? Will be Shabbos after achilan and Shabbos after the meal. Yosir es hashulchan v'hakli omeid me'atzmo. You remove the table, and the utensil stands by itself. Tachas haner under the oil, the lamp, and it goes into that. What is that? How do you remove the table? Oh no, tachas hashulchan.
Says the lamp is hanging from the ceiling over the table.
So how does that help?
Oh, I see.
So how does it help? How does it help to put it under the table?
If you move the table away, then the drippings.
All right, we'll have to continue. go over this tomorrow.